Hey, PPLSI family, this is your servant, CEO Jeff Bell. Time for 5 minutes strong. You know, today I'm just finished up a workout, and I was just thinking to myself, I'm not going to shower and change before I do my 5 minutes strong, because I wanted to ask you if you're being your best. Are you sticking to your resolutions? Are you starting the day the right way? Are you getting a little bit of exercise? I just did. I just did a little yoga, did a little core, did a little running, a little stretching. I'm ready to take on this beautiful day in Ada, Oklahoma. Here's some thoughts, okay? I'm not here to shame you. I'm here to help you be your best as you build new in 22. By the way, when you build new, you're building yourself anew. You're building your business anew. Let's get started. Number one, stay scrappy. Stay scrappy. You know, the main thing is, there is no such thing as perfection. There's simply practice to make permanent. And a little bit goes a long way. Most important decision you make, do it. That's it. I don't care, literally, if you just take 1 minute to start your day with reflection, prayer, meditation. I don't care if you literally just do a walk around the block for 5 minutes, walk around your house. Most important thing is, do it. Stay scrappy, okay? Try to find the little things that you can do to make a difference in your life. The second and most important is, I want to walk you through quitting as a mindset and how to, and I need you to get a pen and paper, okay? Or be ready to take some notes on your iPad or your laptop. When you think about quitting, okay, I want you to walk through this process. And it includes, by the way, exercise for your resolution. Why are you thinking about quitting? Right, that's the first question. First, it's hard. That's the answer, okay? Well, then you have to ask, is the challenge worth the potential reward? Meaning it's hard, but is the reward worth it to you? If the answer is no, quit. But if the answer is yes, feeling stronger, feeling better about yourself, the answer is yes, don't quit. It's that simple. Now, another answer potentially is, you know, why are you thinking about quitting? Well, whatever you're doing, you think, you know, this sucks. Sorry, my language. Sorry. All right. So you ask yourself, do you believe you could make it not suck? I'm sorry again, but I think you know what I'm saying, right? Now, if the answer is no, you can't make it get any better, well, maybe you quit. But if the answer is yes, then the question you have to ask again is the effort it would take to make it worth it? And if the answer is yes, don't quit. If the answer is yes, don't quit. If the answer is no, okay, maybe you quit. Last thing I wanted to talk about today, and again, I'm sorry, it's so terrible, but I've got this word stuck in my mouth now, my mind, and it's coming out my mouth. Third point today, sometimes you got to embrace the suck. I'm sorry, but again, it's back to, let's say that you think like, I promised that I was going to do 10 communications to prospect by just saying hello. I was going to send out 10 notes today that just said, how are you doing, right? And you're like, oh, I'm just dreading that. Do one, okay? Do one. And literally say to yourself, like, I'm going to do one to someone I don't really like and know, and it's not going to work. I literally want you to say those words. Take whatever it is that you're dreading, just say it in the most negative way. You know, I'm going to follow up with someone who's going to say no, and they're going to be mean to me. Take it down to the worst possible place, but do it anyway. Embrace it, right? Because here's the point. You've now set your expectations so low that what if they're nice? What if they're receptive? What if they're curious? What if they want to know more? In some ways, this is like stoicism. Start with, today is going to be a tough, challenging, difficult day. And then you say, what can I do to make it better, right? It's all about your mindset. Assume the worst, and then things can only get better. My friends, that is 5 minutes strong. Ask yourself, do you really Believe that you're doing everything you can to make sure that you're going to have your best life, your best business. Only you decide whether the best is truly yet to come. I believe in you. Now you believe in you. We'll see you next week.